A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Citi Field, second of three this weekend, Marlins-Mets. It was a matchup between Vance Worley and Rafael Montero. And with a recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Marlins came in tonight red hot, having won 6 of 7. They were facing a Mets ball club that had lost 5 straight, 16 of the last 22. But tonight it felt as though the Marlins could do no right. And in the end, they lose to the Mets 8-1. A 7-run sixth inning for New York decided this one. The starters, Rafael Montero for the Mets, Vance Worley for the Marlins. And while there's a lot of traffic on the base paths from Miami early on in this game, the Marlins couldn't score because they hit into 4 double plays in 4 innings between the second and the fifth against Montero. Meanwhile, though, Vance Worley was hanging 0 after 0 as well, so we were scoreless all the way into the sixth inning tonight. And in the top of the sixth, the Marlins struck first. They got a leadoff single from the pitcher Worley. He was erased on a fielder's choice by D. Gordon. D. reached safely at first, stole second after Giancarlo walked, one of 3 walks he drew in this game. Christian Yelich struck out, but the Marlins still had 2 men on with 2 outs. They're looking for a big hit, and they got it from Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's the pitch. A swing here and a ball line to left. Cespedes breaks in, can't get to it, knocks it down. D. Gordon comes around third. He'll score. And on an RBI single by Marcelo Ozuna, his 3rd hit of the game, the Marlins take a 1-0 sixth inning lead.
13th time this year, Ozuna's had 3 hits in a game. He finished 3 for 3, 3 singles, a walk, and a run batted in. So Worley had the lead 1-0 into the bottom of the sixth, but didn't begin well for him. He walked the leadoff man, pitch hitter Matt Reynolds, batting for the pitcher Montero. Brandon Nimmo then a single. A wild pitch moved the runners up, and up to the plate stepped Estrubel Cabrera.
First and third for the runners. Cabrera swings, hits a fly ball down the right field line. Here comes Stanton to the foul line, crosses to foul territory. Nope, he made the catch in fair territory. Coming on to score from third base, Matt Reynolds. This game's tied at 1 on a sack fly by Estrubel Cabrera.
Well, Drew Steckenrider came on to pitch at that point. He allowed a single to Yoenis Cespedes. Then he wild pitched the runners to second and third. Marlins brought the infield in with Michael Conforto up for the Mets.
Here's the pitch, and there's a ground ball off the glove of Rojas out into left center. 1 run is home to take the lead. Cespedes scores as well, and it's 3-1.
Mets had a 3-1 lead at that point. Then they would extend the lead on 1 big swing from Wilmer Flores.
Wilmer Flores, the batter, takes ball 1. He's hitting 280. And Flores connects. A high drive. This is deep to left. And he has hit his 12th career home run against the Marlins and his 2nd of this year.
His 15th of the season overall. Broke it open. Made it 5-1 Mets. That's our move of the game. Brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage. The official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. It would go from bad to worse for the Marlins when Dominic Smith reached on an error by the shortstop Miguel Rojas. 2nd error charged to Miggy in the inning. Then the shortstop Amed Rosario struck out. Finally, the 2nd out in the inning. But the Marlins weren't out of the woods yet. With a man on, 2 down, up stepped the catcher Kevin Plawecki, just back in AAA today.
It's been a tough inning against the Marlins, period. Here's the 1-2, and here's a high fly ball, well tagged by Plawecki to left, and that is a 2-run home run. The Mets have scored 7 runs in this 6th inning.
That would be it for Steckenrider. Junichi Tozawa came out of the bullpen, and the first man he faced was Matt Reynolds, who reached on the third error in the inning. He hit a ground ball sharply to third base, misplayed by Derek Dietrich. Finally, though, the last out of that inning would be recorded with Brandon Nimmo lining out to center field, but the damage was done. The Mets scored 7 runs on 4 hits. There were 3 errors in the inning. Marlins had 1 3-error game all year. They made 3 errors in the 6th inning alone here tonight. They were down 7-1 after 6 for Vance Worley. 5 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, walked 2, struck out 280 pitches, 46 strikes. Most of the damage came against Drew Steckenrider. He worked 1/3 of an inning, was charged with 5 runs, 3 earned on 3 hits. He struck out, one allowed a couple of homers, all that in 28 pitches. And it was 7-1 Mets after six. Rafael Montero left on line for the win. He gave up a run on six hits in his six. Walked three, struck out five, 91 pitches, 55 strikes. After Tozawa got out of the sixth inning, Brian Ellington worked a scoreless seventh, but then Javi Guerra on for the eighth. First man he went after was the rookie first baseman, Dominic Smith. Well, Smith hit a long home run. It was his second in the big leagues. That made it an 8-1 game, and 8-1 is how this one would end tonight as the Mets even the series at a victory apiece. Eight runs, eight hits, no errors for the Mets. They left four men on base for the Marlins. A run on six hits, three errors. They strand seven. Rafael Montero, the winning pitcher, 2-8. Vance Worley, the loser, 2-3. Time of the game, 2 hours, 48 minutes, in front of 30,171 here at Citi Field in New York.
Mets all over the Marlins in Game 2 last night. Game 3, the rubber match comes your way this afternoon at 1:10. Fish family, members, your bonus code this morning, if you missed it last night, out having a little too much fun on a Saturday night in Miami or wherever you were joining us from, the Fish family bonus code is 1962, 1962, the New York Mets inaugural season. 1:10 this afternoon from Citi Field, the matchup on the mound, Pitt's Adam Conley against New York Mets right-handed ace Jacob DeGrom will be on the air at 12:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins radio network.